heading in the right direction. 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 Heading in the right direction.
Today's message is The Spirit of the Conqueror by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
The real you is got love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You got temperance. You got meekness. So Paul's distinguishing the real him from his flesh. But you got to get to the point that you identify more with the real you, which is your born-again spirit, more than yielding to the dictates of your flesh. See, that may work when you first get saved, but some of y'all been you've been saved too long now to still be cussing. Some of you have been saved too long to still be looking like that. Those same behaviors. You got to conquer your past. Are you hearing me? You have to conquer it. And so Paul says, I'm battling here. I know my flesh was no good thing, but for to will is present with me. But how to perform, which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But that evil which I would not, that's what I end up doing. Now, if I do that which I would not, it's no more I that do it. He says, not the real me. That's the old me. But it's sin that dwells in my flesh. He says, so I had to try to figure out what's going on. There's another law in operation here. That when I would do good, evil is present. Now, in this church, you should have that scripture highlighted. When I would do good, evil is present. When I would do good, evil is present. Evil is equally present with good. If good is equally present with good, then good is equally present with the evil. So you got a choice. Y'all see that? When I would do good, evil is present. Flip that thing around. When I would do evil, good is present. Now, because I have the Holy Ghost, I can choose the good. So seriously, you can choose to cuss somebody out or not. You can choose whether to cut somebody or not. Amen. You can, just like you choose whether you're going to tithe or not in this section. You choose. It's an act of your will. You can choose to walk in holiness. You can choose to identify with your recreated spirit rather than your unregenerated flesh. Verse 22, you say, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. It keeps bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. He cries out to God and said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I got to conquer my past. I got to conquer these habits. He says, I found the answer. Verse 26, 25. I thank God through who? Through Jesus Christ, through Jesus, through the anointed one and his anointings. Through the anointing that's on Jesus, I can get victory and conquer my past habits, thoughts, actions, behavior, associations, etc. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, I'm going to serve the law of sin. But watch this. He said, I don't have to walk in the flesh because chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible not really written chapter and verse. So he just continued with the letter. And he says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if I'm going to conquer my past, I got to be very deliberate about making a decision to walk in the spirit. Everybody say walk in the spirit. Now, walking in the flesh, walking in the spirit, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. Walking in the flesh, walking in the spirit. And watch this. And this is what the Lord showed me years ago. That whenever you go to do evil, especially if you're filled with the Holy Spirit will send an impression to your mind saying, don't do that. When you get ready to, husband and wife, when y'all get ready to have an argument that is getting ready to get too intense, the Holy Spirit will speak to one of y'all and say nothing. Don't follow this up. Right now, not even time to talk about this. Okay? Apologize. Whatever the case may be. If we walk in the Spirit, So when you would do evil, good is present. The voice of God is present saying, don't do that. The voice of God is present when he says, can I come over? The voice of God said, no, don't let him come over. He's trying to make a booty call. Yeah, the Holy Spirit uses terms like that. He's just trying to make a booty call. Some of y'all, now, if y'all want the politically correct church, I can recommend one to you. This ain't it. I talk so you can understand me. Everybody can understand me, including all these young people. Amen. So the Holy Spirit will let you know. He'll show you how to navigate through situations. He'll show you how to calm down storms. He'll tell you how to keep things from escalating. But we have to, at those moments, we got to make a decision. I'm not going to let my flesh, I'm not going to say what I want to say or act the way I want to act or have my hand and my fingers going the way they want to go. I'm going to hold my hand right down and you ain't going to get all in their face and do all this. But my mama did that. I don't care. The Holy Spirit said, don't act like your mama. Don't act like your mama. Your mama don't have no husband. Your mama don't have no husband. Your mama could keep a man. Your mama could keep a man. Don't act like your mama. Yes, he will. Anybody say, I'm going to conquer myself and I'm going to conquer my past. So God has reconciled you. Listen, you're going to have to conquer those unworthy thoughts. Go to Romans 6. Say, I am worthy. Some of y'all, that messed with you right there. Because you done heard so long, you so unworthy. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? See? Those religious songs. God don't see you as no worm. You are joint heir with Christ. You are royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You were nobody. You were insignificant. God, but now God has raised you up. He's given you the ministry of reconciliation. You are an ambassador for Christ. Everybody say, I'm an ambassador for Christ. Gotta conquer all that unworthiness. God can't bless some of us because he's like, well, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. I don't have that. I didn't finish high school. I didn't finish college. I dropped out of this. I used to do this. I used to do that. Get over it. Conquer it. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. Don't help him. The devil accuses you all by himself. Don't you repeat his accusations. Glory to God. Romans 6, verse 19. He said, I speak after the manner of men because the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants of righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Notice he's talking past tense. But what fruit had ye in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But being made free from sin. Somebody say, I've been made free from sin. Being made free from sin and become servants of God. You have your fruit unto holiness and in everlasting life. See, for the wage of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So now I am worthy. That's who I used to be. That's not who I am now. Ephesians 2nd chapter. I often remind y'all of this. This is such, every time I read Ephesians 2, it really just gets me excited because Paul is really trying to let the church at Ephesus know, stop letting the devil beat you up about who you were and identify more with who you are. For the sake of time, drop on down to verse 6. He has raised us up. He has raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How many of y'all know there ain't no worms in heaven? Ain't no worms in heaven. God raised you up to sit in heavenly places so you can't be a worm. God raised you up to sit in heavenly places so you can't be a nobody. You don't even have to know people. Now, I'm just showing you how we look at things in the natural. How we look at things in the natural. If y'all came into one of our fellowships and the table that Pastor Marsh and I would generally sit at, say, a head table or whatever, or banquet or whatever, and you saw somebody sitting at that table with us who you didn't know, the first thing y'all would be thinking is, I wonder who they are. They must be somebody. That must be a pastor. They may be a leader. We don't know. There's somebody. You don't think that that's nobody. Why? Because of their proximity to us. Please understand, I'm not building myself up. I'm saying, if you can understand that in the natural, why can't you understand that in the spiritual? If God has raised you up to sit in heavenly places with him, you got to, come on now. You are a VIP. Say that, say, I'm a very important person in the kingdom of God. You're on the list. Your name's been written in the last book of life. And you're not on the B list or the C list. You're on the A list. He said, that's who you were. But now you've been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places. You are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8 verse 17. He said, if you're children, you're not just children of God. If you're children, then are you heirs. Heirs of God. Oh my goodness. Joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God. John heirs with Christ. Heirs of God. John heirs with Christ. And so God has highly exalted him, giving him a name that's above every name. That's the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess to the glory of God that Jesus is Lord. And God has committed all things to him. Does not the Bible say that? Come on. Does not the Bible says that? That God has given Jesus all things as his reward for conquering death, hell, and the grave, as his reward for sacrificing himself for the sins of mankind. He is the heir of God. But now the Bible says we are joint heirs together with him. Come on, you got to meditate on that for a minute. That means everything Jesus had, I have right along with him. I'm not a sub heir. I'm a joint heir. I'm an equal heir. When my mother passed away in 1982. She had several insurance policies, okay? But because I was the one who had gone the most who was pursuing higher education, my brothers and sisters hadn't even graduated from high school, and here I am in college, okay? There was some insurance policy that we were all equal heirs to. We all got it a third. I think it was three of us living at the time. We all got a third. But there was one of them that I was the sole beneficiary. And the one I was a sole beneficiary, I didn't tell them about. They called me up one day from her office where she worked and said, Herb, we have a check here for you. I said, huh? I said, this one, you were the sole beneficiary. Well, so that one wasn't divided with everybody else. But the Bible said, we're joint heirs with Christ. Everything he has, we have. So don't be looking at us crazy when we close out our corporate prayer and say, for thine is the kingdom. So, see, now you're getting some revelation now, huh? For thine is the glory, so mine is the glory. For thine is the power, so mine is. Jesus said, my power, I give it to you. Not a sub-power, but the same power. I'm a joint heir with Christ. Now watch this. I didn't used to deserve to be blessed when I was a stranger, when I was an alien, when I was outside the kingdom. But once I'm up in here, I'm supposed to be blessed. Come on now. Say that. Say, I'm supposed to be blessed. Don't invite me to the party and then tell me I can't have none of the food. If you invite me to the party, I'm expecting to eat. Are you? Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, you've been invited to the party. So go ahead and eat. Come. Go eat. Party going on right here. We are joint heirs with Christ. So now we're worthy. You didn't used to be worthy, but you're worthy now. Go to Galatians 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Can I stop right there for a minute? Because some of y'all know Jewish people got money. Y'all talk about Jewish people supposed to be blessed. They got this, they got that. Well, if you believe that, the Bible says they're neither Jew nor Greek. They're neither Jew nor Negro. Are y'all understanding me? There's neither black nor white in Christ. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither bond nor free. Well, we used to be slaves, but now I'm in Christ. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, anybody here be Christ? If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. I say, I'm an heir of the promise. Now, if I'm Abraham's seed, then I'm an heir according to the promise. What is the promise? The promise, you got to go back to Genesis 12, as Dr. Pat Francis was teaching us the other night. You got to go back to what the promise was. The promise to Abraham was, if you would just do what I tell you to do, Abraham, verse 2 of Genesis 12, I'm going to make of thee a great nation. I'm going to bless thee. I will make your name great. 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 You'll be so great that you're going to be a blessing. Many of us, we thank God that we're able to be blessed. And we have a right to expect to be blessed through other people. Given and shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Will God cause men to give to your bosom, for with the same measure you meet shall be measured to you. That's one side of it. But the other side of it, the Bible says, is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, that is not saying we're not supposed to receive. He said, but the ultimate blessing is that I can be the one who gives into the bosom and not be sitting there waiting for somebody to give me in the bosom. Somebody say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Yeah, I know you're expecting people to bless you. I know you're expecting supernatural favor. But I want you to set your goals higher. Set your goals that I'm going to be the one to extend the favor. I'm going to be the one to open up doors for people. I'm going to be the one that give people jobs. I'm going to be the one who give people the hookup. I'm going to be the bridge between poverty and prosperity. When they come through me, they'll never be broke another day in their life, because I'm blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. The promise of God, he'll make your name great. Whatever field you're in, he wants your name to be great in that field. Come on now, everybody ain't going to be a preacher. Everybody ain't going to be a singer. Whatever you do, he wants your name to be great. Hallelujah. If you're a carpenter, God wants your name to be known as the best carpenter. If you do hair, God wants your name to be known as the best hairdresser. My God, if you clip toes, God wants your name to be known as the best clipper. I'm telling you, how your toes get so round? You got to go see Shaquita. Shaquita know how to round those toes. My toes was like bricks, but some kind of way. God wants to make your name great. Say, he's going to make my name great. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Say this. Say, God, make my name great right now. Oh, thank you. Joseph was just a convict. Joseph was in prison, but he has given a word to the baker and to the butler. I always get them mixed up. One of them, he gave a bad report. One of them, he gave a good report. Who he gave the good report to, the baker or the butler? The butler. So he just told the butler got his job back. He prophesied he's going to get his job back. Butler got his job back. And Joseph just said, listen, when you get your job back, man, just remember me. Remember, I gave you a good word of encouragement. And the butler forgot Joseph for a while. He forgot him for a while. But one day, when Pharaoh didn't know what he was going to do regarding his dream, the great name of Joseph rose back up in his head. And he said, when I was in prison, he didn't want to bring it up again. It really ain't funny. But I know this preacher who had to go away to jail for some tax stuff. And I had to be with him when he had to tell the congregation he was leaving. And so rather than tell people going to jail, he said, I got to go away to camp for a while. And I said, you can't tell the people you're going to camp. Tell them the truth. I said, I'm right here with you. And it was because of something. He had a business, and some people messed up and got in the business, but he was responsible. So the butler didn't want to remind Pharaoh that he used to be in jail. He said, when I was away at camp, I met another camper. His name was Joseph, and he's a wise man. And because he remembered his name, Joseph went from obscurity to notoriety overnight because somebody remembered his name. I'm telling you, you don't know who you have blessed that they will remember your name. Watch this. We got ready to build this worship center here. When we got ready to build this worship center, we needed money. We needed a lot of money. We started off building it cash. We spent about $600, $700 cash before we got any money from the bank. Then we got about $400,000 or $500,000 from the bank. But there was a couple in this church. They were only here a total of about 3 to 6 months. As a matter of fact, he could hardly come because he was a chaplain at Fort Jackson. And so most of Sundays he was ministering. He could hardly come. Well, I got a call later on that he passed away. They left. They got another assignment. Only here like 3 to 6 months. And had another assignment. And they left. And so she called me or sent a message, email some way. And I reached out to him. Sorry to hear about your husband. Quite honestly, again, they won't hear that long. It's hard for me to even remember their exact names right now. But she said, but Pastor, while I was there, you were such a blessing to me and my family. And my husband said, we will always remember this church. And so she sent us the tithe off the insurance check and sent us $40,000. They were only here 3 to 6 months. Come on now. See, you don't know who people are, and you don't know who God's going to use to bless you. You just best be nice to everybody. They gave us $40,000, okay, to get started with this project. You don't know who's going to bless you. Daniel was called for. He wasn't around. He was called for. When again, King sees a handwriting on the wall, and they all start singing and rocking and say, somebody read it. Tell me what it said. I see the hand writing on the wall. King saw a handwriting on the wall. He didn't know what it said. And somebody said, I know somebody named Joseph. Daniel. And he can interpret dreams. And they sent for Daniel. And when Daniel came before them, he said, listen, he had killed everybody else who tried to give him and they couldn't interpret it. He said, tell me what. He said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill everybody. He said, hold up. Just give me a minute. He said, hold up. Stop killing everybody, King. Just chill out. Don't be so emotional. He said, give me a minute. And he went and got with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They prayed. God gave him an answer. And when he gave him an answer, next thing he know, promotion came. And he was now made the chief of the princes. If you allow me to say, he was made the governor of the governors. He was made the prime minister right under the king. Because God put his name in the wind. God promised that's one of the blessings.
Napoleon and Alexander the Great are regarded as some of the greatest conquerors of all time. God's word tells his children that we are more than conquerors. You have the ability to conquer any situation, circumstance, or problem that you are facing. Doctors Herbert and Marsha Bailey help you to activate the spirit of the conqueror in this empowering series. Order today on DVD or CD. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for product number CDS 4468, the Spirit of the Conqueror.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.